Hi, thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana, floor supervisor. How may I help you?
Hi, Aviana. Are you who I just spoke to about a dash camera?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you call my husband because I just talked to him and he said he filled out a survey. And for filling out the survey, there were rewards he could pick from. And he picked a dash camera. Okay. Well, he's never received a dash camera. He has a charge for $6.69 and then $7.95 for shipping. I don't know what the $6.95 was for. He didn't know. And now we've got the $67.32 for the dash camera, but we never received the dash camera. And he didn't realize that there was, I know he didn't. He didn't read the fine print. And he doesn't remember who the survey was for. It was Ace Hardware or maybe Lowe's or I don't know. But can you call him and get this all straightened out because we want to cancel it anyway.
Okay, so I can't make the call to your husband, but the account is canceled so that you won't be billed any future charges. And you also received a full refund for the item as well. I can stop the fraud claim so that you won't be having that investigation anymore, but the account was already refunded.
Okay.
And the package will be delivered March 12th.
Okay.
All right, so is there anything else I can do for you?
And do we need to send this camera back then?
No, ma'am, you get to keep the product due to COVID.
Okay. All right. But if we decided to keep the camera, it costs $67.32 a month to use it.
No, ma'am, your account is canceled, so you don't have to pay that anymore.
Okay, but if we uncanceled it, we would pay $67.32 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, definitely cancel it.
Okay.
Because he didn't buy it.
Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye.